RNIB has done a huge amount of work around shopping, social distancing for blind and partially sighted people because, well, lockdown is easing, but it is getting harder to get out and about and do those everyday things like going to the shops. Well, we have some interesting topics to tell you about, some big wins for RNIB, and to tell us more, we have with us Steve Packer. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Hi. Just to give you a little bit of background, before the coronavirus pandemic, we were already working closely with several supermarkets and retailers working on accessibility. But the restrictions put into place through this pandemic amplified our opportunities to make contact even further with the supermarkets. Our accessibility team put together a best practice guidance for supermarkets to raise awareness of what shopping under these conditions for a blind and partially sighted person would look like. We shared this guidance across a big cross-section of supermarkets and retailers with some fantastic results. And I think I'd like to share some of those with the audience today.
Absolutely. A big one, first of all, which is a very visual thing. Are you going to start with a look at Aldi?
Yes. We picked up on this fairly quickly through a press release that Aldi had made, that their intention was to control customers coming into the store via a traffic light system, red and green. We were very concerned about the accessibility for blind and partially sighted people and made contact with Aldi. Aldi were incredibly receptive in listening to what we had to say, and we worked closely with them and their supplier to offer an audio edition, and the supplier OcuCon has come up, along with our guidance, with a solution which is now being trialled as we speak in several Aldi stores with a view of rolling out to all their stores at a later date. So without this intervention on RNIB's part, this simply wouldn't have happened, and it would have made shopping at Aldi inaccessible for blind and partially sighted customers.
Great that, you know, there was a quick reaction, and indeed a real positive reaction from Aldi and the supplier as well. We'll keep people updated on the trials, of course, but it doesn't always have to be changes to technology. It could be something as simple as just telling staff or showing them the best way to help a blind and partially sighted one, and that's probably borne out by a chemist you're looking to highlight.
Yes, very much so. This is work that our team in Northern Ireland did, called McKeever's Chemists, and they have branches predominantly in Northern Ireland, but some in England as well. We shared our best practice guidance to the whole group of pharmacies, and they've taken it on board and embraced it and educated the customers and also the staff within their environment. So it's absolutely fantastic that we've been able to implement that. And again, they completely understood the reasons behind why we produced the best practice guidance.
It can be simple things, you know, visible or more visible contrasting markings on the floors for those with partial sight, or indeed the Perspex screens that you have on many checkouts now in these stores. Just a simple tape surrounding it or crossing it can help someone identify is actually there.
Yes, this is what Tesco took on board very quickly. We shared with them not just our best practice guidance, but some of the challenges that customers were facing in social distancing. And what they were able to do is produce some Perspex screens and also tape to ensure that partially sighted people could actually navigate. This was against the grain of what some of the other supermarkets had done, which again made it very, very difficult to access the stores and keep to the social distancing measures.
There's one actually I noticed on the list, Steve, which I was completely unaware of. This is a great new one from yet again another big high street name, which is Waitrose.
Yes, Waitrose, part of John Lewis and Partners, the supermarket arm, were incredibly receptive to the guidance, but also being a very customer service orientated store, sent out to all of their colleagues, not just the guidance, but to make aware of the fact that partially sighted or blind customers will be shopping in their stores, and to ensure that if they came with guide dogs or another guide, that they would be welcomed and given additional support should they need it. This was at a time in the process where the supermarkets were very reticent to have more than one person per trolley. And also we had stories of guide dogs not being allowed inside supermarkets. So I think Waitrose went above and beyond what they needed to do.
Also, I suppose the addition for visually impaired people to be included in those vulnerable areas as well, where it may be, you know, a little bit quieter, is quite a good thing. And I suppose it really shows how retailers in general have been very receptive to the work that RNIB has done to make that experience, I suppose, safer and less stressful.
Yes, and I think it's been a simplistic process. The most difficult thing has been finding the right contacts. But once we've been able to engage with the right people, most of the supermarkets have been really keen to help both vulnerable customers and, in our case, customers that are blind and partially sighted. I mean, there are other supermarkets that we've worked with that have either shared the guidance or disseminated it in some way and communicated it across their networks. Asda are one of them, Morrison's are another, and certainly Sainsbury's we've worked very closely with, not just on in-store, but also on some of the apps to make them more accessible.
Great stuff. Yeah, let's not forget the apps and the website as well. That's quite a big important thing for many of the retailers. We will, of course, keep our listeners up to date on the changes. But Steve, thanks very much for telling us about these ones. Some great wins there. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.